The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
And welcome to the HoosierTalk.com podcast. We're here today with Shelly Fawner of GoShelly.com. And Shelly buys and sells houses to people that don't normally are able to get a mortgage. Hi, Shelly. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. So how did you get started with GoShelly.com?
Well, I got started with buying houses about 10, 12, 15 years ago, maybe. And it morphed into something over the years. So at the beginning, it was just, I liked real estate, and I liked houses, and I liked cleaning them, and then I would rent them out a little bit. And so I just dabbled and kind of did everything wrong. Bought houses the wrong way, bought them for the wrong price, put tenants in there, and that was about it. I didn't really grow from there. I just very little dabbled. And
I sensed something was wrong when you said you like to clean houses. So I'm like, whoa. Right.
I like to fix them up and make them pretty, and then I would put people in there, and then they didn't always return them pretty, right?
Right,
so,
right.
But I really didn't know what I was doing, so I had to learn, and that's what I did and what I have done over the last 12 to 15 years is learn what is a better way to do that. And that's when I have gotten mentors and coaches and read books and just figured out a way that I could still do what I enjoy doing and yet still offer and the path to home ownership so that people that could not qualify for a traditional mortgage today would have their ability to get into a home, enjoy it, and own it at some point. I remember back in the day, I was a single mom, I was young, I didn't understand credit score, I didn't understand finances, I was working two jobs at that, but I had no idea how to go from renting to owning. So I would look at homes that were available, and gosh, to be honest with you, Wayne, they were scary. They were scary for my daughter and I to live there, just the two of us. They oftentimes were left unlocked. Just drive by, see what you think. Let me know if you want to move in. You know, it might be $500 down and $500 a month until paid for. They had different deals, but I was scared to live there with my daughter. And I thought, wow, the safety of that, if you're just going to let it be unlocked at all times for me to go by, I'm not feeling too good about it. So I always think of that, the person that is out there that needs that extra hand up, not necessarily a handout, and also someone who maybe is looking for that same avenue or that same structure that I was wanting, and I needed someone to show me what I needed to do so that I could potentially be a homeowner. And so I'm always looking at safety measures, making sure the property is safe and it's affordable and it's something that someone can move in. And I'm often reminded of that time frame in my life. So going forward, it's just kind of morphed into what it is today.
So it was more like the old rent-to-own kind of thing. You see a little sign in the yard,
yes,
magic marker, rent-to-own, call this number, and really not much to it back then, was there?
Right. There really wasn't. And honestly, there was only maybe two or three homes if you were lucky. I was always looking. I knew a little bit, but I didn't know enough. And so that's what ended up happening. And so I had to educate myself, and here we are today. And so I heard something many years ago that said, if you do what you love, you never really work a day in your life. And so I thought, wow, that's an interesting concept, especially since I came from a family that everybody was workers. So everybody was workers. No one was an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And they went to work for 40 years at the same place. And they worked super hard. And I thought, gosh, what could I do that might be something a little different? So when I found this niche, and I've always kind of had that entrepreneurial bug, and so I just kind of ran with it. So that's what we've been doing over the last 12 years. And now we have been celebrating this year having 250 families or individuals that have been able to share in the path to home ownership. And so we're just going to keep that tide going. And so we're expanding our business a little bit more outside of Vigo County. And we've always done a little bit in the surrounding counties. And so we're growing and exploring and doing a new journey outside of here. And the umbrella that we have that specializes in the path to home ownership was something that I found about 12 years ago. And we are certified affordable housing providers, and there's probably about 700 of those across the U.S. So some people may have heard about that before. In our local market, there just seems to be a couple of us, and so we're just out here expanding and growing and reaching others as best we can. And so it's been very rewarding.
So not only are you making a living, you're out there having fun, and you're helping people and educating people in the process.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Yes.
So that probably took a lot to get out of that 40-hour a week worker mode. You get 1 week of vacation and the whole family does it.
Yes.
And anything beyond that is probably not greeted with great support.
You're exactly right. And so what we have, I guess, realized, or the way that our system works is we buy houses as well as small apartment buildings, and we are not realtors. We don't list properties. We're not doing anything like that. We're actually buying the property, and then we are able to, in turn, put people into those homes that are on our path to home ownership. So we like to meet them wherever they are, whether that be a rental, whether that be rent to own. We do also offer in-house financing, which is commonly known as land contract or agreement for deed around here. And then we also work with them to help them be able to qualify for a traditional mortgage. And so it's really just a nice, it's a nice segue into someone who is looking to sell, you know, mom and pop, grandma, grandpa, etc., are wanting to sell a home, maybe out of need. They have to go live elsewhere. Maybe one of them has passed on. It's really nice for them to realize that their home is going to be utilized in the same manner of maybe what they had. So they live there, raise their kids. It feels good to them to have another family be able to experience that same thing. So they feel good. You know, they sold their home. They're going on to whatever next step that is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And now another person gets to come in and raise their family there potentially, or live there for years to come. So it's really is a win for everybody involved.
So what areas of the state do you work in? Are you just strictly in Vigo County, Terre Haute?
We have a brick and mortar here. This is kind of where our home office is. But we kind of go all over the state. The majority is going to be Vigo County because that's where we are here and we started from. But we've branched out. We do have some that are in Illinois as well. And then any counties that are touching us, we would go to as well. So we're really kind of growing, mainly starting this year, as well as moving into 2024, believe it or not. And then we're going really throughout the state. So our marketing is bleeding out to a couple hour radius.
Wow, that sounds great. So walk me through, how long does it take for someone to apply to get a house? They've got a job. They've been renting forever. They're ready to own a house. What's the process there? How long does that take before they're actually got that mortgage and they're making their payments?
Right. Well, it all depends. And I say it like that because when someone is interested, let's say they raise their hand, they call our office. What we're going to do is set them up a free consultation. And the reason for that is because we want to be able to have an opportunity to explain the program, explain the different levels, as well as what programs we have in place that may benefit them from where they are today. So that usually takes 20 to 30 minutes. We can answer all their questions. We can get a pretty good idea of a game plan for them. And then we find out their time in need. So for example, some people may have 3 or 4 months left on their lease. So we want to put together a plan so that when they're ready to vacate that apartment or that rental home, that they are able to move in, and we can kind of make that transition seamless for them. The next thing is that we need to take a look at job history. How long have you been bringing in the money? If it's been, 3 or 4 weeks, we might have to have a little bit more history with that. If they've been working somewhere for a couple of years, that's great. So we look at that, and what we do is we sit down and not only go over our program, but then we go over and we put a specific plan together that fits their needs. And everyone's situation is very generic, or I should say very unique. And so it's hard for us to put one size fits all, because that's just not the way it is. And we sit down and customize a plan for them.
So everybody gets an individual plan, an individual outlook, and it's like geared to their situation. Because every family's different, and they may have kids, they may not have kids, it may be, you never know what that situation's going to be. So how can somebody can get a hold of you?
Well, obviously calling our office is one way, and it's 812-917-2442. And then also we have GoShelly.com on Facebook, and then GoShelly.com on the internet. You can also email us at GoShelly.com. That will get us in there with the communication, and then we can start that back and forth. You can also go online, go on Facebook, and you can actually schedule your own consultation. So we have a link in there to allow you to schedule that. That's where you come in. And we take a look at everything, Wayne, like, well, what does your budget look like today? What have you been paying for the last 2 years for housing? And what can we do to put you on a plan? We do have clients that have some bumps and bruises along the way. When I say that, I mean like either with income, credit, or even their background. Not everybody comes starting with a perfectly clean slate.
So right.
We deal with that too, and we put in a plan to help them be better tomorrow than maybe where they are today. So that plan's going to look very different for someone. But if someone needs to get into a home right away, we can do that and expedite the situation if need be. But I want to make sure that people understand you're still going to need to have a little skin in the game. We're still going to have some money. Depending on what you do, you've got your move-in fee or your down payment money. Depending on where you are and where you're going to fit, you're going to have some of that money ready. So sometimes people have to wait a little bit for paydays, depending on where they are. And if they're going to start, it's going to depend a little bit on what they've got to work with.
But if they don't have that down payment, now's a good time to give you a call to get educated on how do I start this process to get to that point where I have a down payment, where I can get into my own house. And I think that's a great service that you provide.
Absolutely, it is. And it's kind of like a home and layaway, and that's what I tell people. You used to have layaway programs where you could go get all your seasonal clothes or the toys or the kids' holiday gifts and put it in layaway and pay on it as you go. And then you get to move in or get your product once you are able to pay for that. So that's another thing that we do. Sometimes it works like a little bit of a savings account, out of sight, out of mind. So people are able to come in and make payments towards the program. Every payday, we have people come in, and we call it, it's their column, where they're actually able to build their column while they're still living elsewhere. And then once that all merges together, then we take action and get them into that home.
So that's definitely a motivator then, isn't it?
It sure is.
Wow.
And they love to see where that column is.
Right, yeah.
And especially if you've got more than one person working at it, they come in each payday and they're like, oh my gosh, here's 200, here's another 100, here's a 500, whatever they've got to do. And you know what, Wayne? People are donating plasma. It kind of sounds a little odd to say these days, but I have people that are donating plasma. You can get $500 to $700 a month doing that. That's a big deal for some people. That's the difference between having a home and maybe not having a home, or catching yourself up if you got behind a little bit. So I have people that are doing that. They're paying off debt. They're paying off cars. We just really create a plan that is literally, it's maybe creative. Some of the stuff they haven't even heard before. They don't talk about much of this stuff in high school or even in college these days.
I don't think Dave Ramsey even talks about this stuff. No. Sounds like you're doing a great job. And,
no,
and Dave's not even in the loop on this one. He's got so much money. Well, that's fantastic. GoShelly.com if you or someone you know is in the market to do that. And we're in this on a lighter note like we always do. Movies, movie soundtrack. What is your favorite at this moment? Because it changes all the time. Movie soundtrack album. It's Halloween time.
I love all kinds of music, and I think that really plays into people's moods and uplifting. And
right,
so
absolutely.
I really love jamming out to 80s and 90s music, though. I mean, that's fun. In between appointments or on a little road trip, you can definitely see me in the front seat of the car jamming out. I have my own little dance party.
Yeah.
Literally, I do. Yes, I know. Don't tell anybody, okay?
So you would say the Breakfast Club soundtrack album is probably...
Of course.
Yes. If it's not number one in the 80s, it's top 10
for sure.
Or top three.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, for sure. Yes. There's so much out there.
Little Shop of Horrors is a good one.
Yeah, that is true, too. Yes, for sure.
I'll have to watch that this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Shelly. Shelly Fauner of GoShelly.com.